Okay, so this is like my fifth time trying to do this, and every time I try to do it, I end up tripping over a word. And I don't like it because it makes it sound like I'm uneducated or drunk or exhausted, and I'm none of those things. I'm educated, I don't drink, and I got plenty of sleep. I really think they took me out of speech therapy way too early when I was in school because I feel like I sound inarticulate, and it really bugs me because I like people that sound articulate. But anyways, whether I make a mistake or not, I'm going to keep going with this one because I really don't have the time to reshoot this again, even if I stumble over words. So just bear with me. I know I sound like a moron when I talk, but I don't really know what to do about my pronunciation issues. So this week I spent about 4 hours on YouTube. I'm letting it play. Some of that was listening to stuff from Game Chops or music. A lot of that was that actually. So I wasn't really watching the screen. One big thing that happened on the YouTubes this week is that Markiplier and Koryx Kenshin released a Let's Play of Presentable Liberty, which is an indie horror, I guess, psychologically manipulative low-res indie game, which I'm not gonna, I'm gonna spoil it because if you cared about this scene, you would have already seen it. If you want to play it for yourself, stop listening to this and go play it. It's a very narrative-driven game that uses letters and Game Boy mini games as gameplay mechanics. And basically, it's a game about suicide. And I watch Big O Reviews do his theory about it being about suicide and loneliness. And I thought that was really great because the narrative itself is too dreamlike to be real. I also watch a Let's Play of the pre-sequel to this called Exploitable Money. I'm not sure how to say the word. And that was, I think it was the person's like third game maker game or something. But yeah, one of the things I did is after I watched that Let's Play that a Markiplier did, Corey played it, but he didn't get as into it. I don't think Corey experiences loneliness as much, as some other people do. But the loneliness Markiplier does overact, and I thought that was really fun to watch. And so I did some gestures and expression sheets based off of that, and I posted that to my Twitter a couple days ago. Speaking of loneliness, I talked on here before about how I'm trying to make friends in my new town. The quest isn't going that well, actually. On one note, I don't know if you listen to this, but Courtney Hahn, congratulations in getting into SCAD. She's one of the comics artists here that was going to school. She's going to be moving soon to go to a different school, so I actually won't make friends with her here in town, even though I'll probably still keep following her on Twitter because she's leaving. But congrats, have fun, have a blast, learn all the arts. But anyways, I did manage to meet some people in town this weekend. I went to an anime club meeting, the first one of the group, and they might be listening to this, and if so, you guys are all really cool and kind and nice, and I don't want you to take anything I say as a diss or me thinking I'm better than you guys, but it was a little bit frustrating for me. My expectations weren't too high. They weren't too high, but it was kind of a bizarre experience. Just because like they hadn't watched any much of the recent anime, and they didn't watch anime like on Crunchyroll or other current like simulcast services. They bought it on DVD and they watched it on YouTube, and they were really into shows from like 10 years ago. Shows that I was like, yeah, I remember that from when I was like 14, but what about this and that? And it was a little bit of a bummer because they were all into like the really long form shonen fantasy action adventure. And I'm more into the romantic comedy and the sports, the comedy, the slice of life. I like some of the magical adventure stuff, but I don't like the long form stuff at all. And like literally every statement they made about anime, I was like, I feel the opposite. But I didn't say that because I wanted to make friends. And then like the weirdest part happened when we went to go get well, they took us to this one store first where they didn't buy anything, they just pestered the shopkeeper, so that was kind of embarrassing. I ended up buying something even though I didn't have money because I wanted to make up for them bothering her. And then we went to the food court and I bought something to drink and they didn't get anything either. And then one of the guys was talking and he was like, yeah, well, I have Asperger's. And then the girl next to him was like, oh my God, I I have Asperger's too! And they got, like, so excited about having Asperger's. They were, like, giving each other's Asperger's high fives. And I just... I don't know. I mean, if you have that and you're still putting yourself out there and trying to get to know people, that's great. But... I was expecting there to be some differences, but it was definitely, I don't know. I'll probably still keep going because I don't have anything else to do. But, like, I know there's funny, smart, articulate anime fans who have cars and who have jobs. But, I guess I will have to work harder to try and meet them. And, let's see, what else? So that was me trying to make friends this week. Oh, and I also hung out on Twitch. Earlier in the week, I tried out Picarto.tv. Because I remember that being a streaming service that somebody I followed streamed on. But it was actually very disappointing. Like, almost 80-90% of the website was not safe for work. And it was mostly, like, very uncomfortable. I felt like I was on some sort of sleazy webcam skank website. So I ended up leaving that one. Even though it was really, really busy. I only stayed on there for, like, 30 minutes, but it felt like hours because I was just going from room to room trying to find one that was, like, decent. So that didn't work. I ended up going to Twitch afterwards, and that place didn't have as many art streams, but it had a few, and they were busier, and, I tried a couple different rooms on Twitch before I found one that I kind of liked, so I'm gonna try popping in there a couple more times over the next few days and seeing if I can't. Make some friends, and it's kind of fun to have it streaming, even if it's muted, you know, just to watch how they're working and stuff like that. And so that's cool. I also spent like an hour downloading brushes and textures from Obsidian Dawn and TextureMate for the comic. I was sitting there, I was getting ready to draw a bunch of bricks, and I was like, this is stupid, I don't have time to draw these bricks. Like, my buffer's halfway depleted, and I don't even have the next set of pages done for the next comic. For February through March. So I went and I downloaded those brushes. And so I'm trying and testing those out and seeing how it feels. Hopefully I'll get used to using them and not make them look too terrible, but I think my audience will have to get ready for my comic looking a little bit weird as I get used to the idea of brushes and stuff. I also tried this thing where I tried setting the environments up with like The Sims 3, and I took a bunch of screenshots and popped them in the background and stuff. And I don't think that's going to work, because I think the perspective in The Sims 3 gets really broken. It might be a good idea, but I don't think so. I think I'm going to have to go back to using SketchUp. I don't know. I'll just have to see what happens. And that's what I was doing. I've done that for several hours, and I'm still rereading Phony Potions. The narrator says that he's rehearsing, so that's really cool. Hopefully he'll have some samples to me soon. And I need to start working on editing again. I took a break from it starting in November. Now it's been like 3 months, so I need to get back to it and finish it. Rereading it even after only 3 months, I'm seeing a bunch of the mistakes, but I'm like, no, you have to finish it. You know, you need to move on to your next book. You can't just keep editing this one forever, or it'll become like one of those punchlines. Oh, and in the NaNoWriMo Fort Wayne group, there was a little bit of discussion of maybe starting a writer's group, but the people that discussed it were like from the outlying areas around Fort Wayne. So I'm not sure how much of a reality that would be, but that would be pretty cool if it happened. Because I want to talk to writers and creative people in person. So yeah, that's what I've been working on. Sorry this is like such a long rambling thing, and again, I didn't talk too much about art, but like, I really don't know that much to say. Like, the Taptastic comic that I'm posting isn't getting too much reception. It has like 160 views, and I'm thinking I have to start like... maybe, like, spend tomorrow just reading webcomics and commenting on webcomics in a similar genre or vein, and see maybe if I can't get some people to track back by that, or something. Because I do read them, and I talked about this on Lean Into Art before, or I messaged them about it. It's like, I read stuff, but it's not the stuff in the same genre that I make stuff, because my mind is stupid. So, to read stuff that's in the same genre that I make stuff, I need to go out of my way to do that. So I'll see what happens then. Maybe I'll be able to find some happy accidents. We'll see. Well, thanks for listening, and hopefully I'll have more impressive news to give you guys next week. Bye!